My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on September 26, 2022, for patient Katrina Hawthorne, C-A-T-R-I-N-A, H-A-W-C-H-O-R-N-E. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 5. This CKD has progressed significantly since the last visit with a BUN of 36 from 25, creatinine of 3.8 from 2.1, and a GFR of 14 from 32, period. This progression in CKD is possibly an acute kidney injury secondary to a recent COVID illness in July 2022, and is also associated with nephrosclerosis related to type 2 diabetes, mellitus, hypertension. And hyperlipidemia, period. There is no available urinalysis for assessment of activity in the urinary sediments or for calculation of proteinuria, period. We will order a stat CMP and other labs for further evaluation of the kidney disease and to see whether the patient is indeed in CKD5 or has better renal function, period. The patient denies any recent uses of NSAIDs or any other nephrotoxic medications, period. We advise her to discontinue the omeprazole due to its nephrotoxic capability, period. Period. We emphasize the importance of adopting a plant-based diet devoid of processed foods, including meats and animal proteins, period. We advise her to decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours and decrease her overall fluid intake to 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, period. We emphasize the importance of making sure her blood pressure and that blood glucose levels are within normal limits, period. She states she does not have a blood pressure machine at home. We recommended that she buys one as soon as possible and to monitor her blood pressure twice a day. Every day, period. Period. We will continue to monitor. The next line, arterial hypertension, which is out of control with blood pressure today of 172 over 105. Period. The patient presents with trace peripheral edema, period. We again emphasize the importance of decreased sodium and fluid restriction in the diet. We discontinued her metoprolol 100 milligrams BID and added 200 milligrams of labetalol daily instead, and we also added nifedipine 30 milligrams daily and asked her not to take the amlodipine that she was prescribed by her PCP. Period. We asked her to keep a record of her blood pressure, and to bring it at the next visit. Period. Next line. Hyperlipidemia. We will order a lipid panel. Period. She is not currently taking any statins. Period. Next line. High in ion gap metabolic acidosis with AGAP of 14. This is likely related to the CKD5, which is advanced. Period. We anticipate that this will improve once her kidney functions return to baseline. Period. Next line, anemia of CKD, anemia of chronic disease. Her HNH is 10.4 and 32%. We will order iron studies for further evaluation. Next line, GERD. We discontinued the omeprazole and added famotidine, 40 milligrams daily instead. Next line, proteinuria. We ordered spot urine protein, spot urine creatinine, and spot urine albumin for further evaluation. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 1 week with lab follow-up. Oh, next line, vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D level of 21. Period, we will repeat the vitamin D level and recommend vitamin D3 2,000 units daily. End.